to Krishna, not to dogs. After some time, dog will die. Then what will you do? What will you do? So try to serve and to attach to Krishna, not to any dog or anything. Here, Brahma Bhutaha, those who are like Brahma Bhuta, oh, they don't, they are not attached to anything, worldly thing. Always happy. They are not also attached to any pap or punya or anything. But they are of two kinds. These Brahma-bhuta devotees are of two kinds. Brahma-jnani. No? Brahma-jnani, what is the meaning? They have knowledge of Brahma. And they think we are Brahma. And another kind of Brahma-jnani, they are also Brahma-jnani, they want mukti from this world. And they want to mix in Brahma. They also. But different is this, first making some offenses in the lotus feet of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things. Yes, that. No? They don't believe in Krishna that he was Supreme Personality of God. Oh, Brahma is something higher than him. He was a part of Brahma, or covered with Maya. So, they will do like this. They never chant Krishna. What they do? Am Brahmasmi, Sarvam Khalavidam Brahma, Pragyanam Brahma, Mayaji, Sarvam Khalidam. They will do all this. Practice this. But they never attached to anyone, always happy. But even doing offense in the lotus feet of Krishna, name, Vaishnava, Brahman, and Dham, they will not be successful in mukti. Never. They are offenders, they will go to hell. And second type of Brahmavid or Brahmagyani of Vrindavan, both are of Haridwar and Kashi, offenders. And in Vrindavan, oh, they read Bhagavatam. And they chant Hare Krishna, oh, whole day and night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they are happy. Why? Oh, by this chanting name and reading Bhagavatam, oh, that mukti will be available very easy. They also want mukti, like first type of. But they don't chant, remember, reading Bhagavatam, anything. And they say, first wala, that it is all bogus. So they are offenders. And second, they also want mukti. But by easy method, what? By chanting, remembering, by hearing, being in dham, that mukti will be available very soon. So among these, second class of Brahmagyani, what? Bhaktim param. They will attain bhakti param, parabhakti. Parabhakti mane prem bhakti. They will. And first class of first type, oh, where they will go? They are offenders. Understand? You, Shyamrani? What I told? But listen me and then. What will become of the second? They will chant, remember, they will read Srimad Bhagavatam, they will glorify Krishna, but they will, by doing so, we will very easily attain, or that kind of, not offender. So their bhakti will like what? There is heap of, sarsa, mustard seed. Mustard seeds are of two kinds, some yellow and some black, you know? some yellow and some black. There was a very big heap of sarso seed, mustard seed, or yellow wala. And in that heap, there was some golden, anything round, not white, like same as yellow seed. Both are same, like from externally, you cannot find in the heap of that mustard seed, and you cannot search that, because all are same. But when you will put fire in that heap of mustard, what will be? All mustard seed will be finished and burned into ashes. And a wind will come and all will fly away. And what will be there? Only that golden, oh, like seed will be there. So this is, by chanting their names, because they are not offenders, and hearing Srimad Bhagavat, their all activities, even Brahma Gyan will burst. And only that seed that they are chanting, remembering, oh, the fruit will be there. And this will be very strong, and it will take him to Goloka Vrindavan. Yes.
He's saddened, but he's thinking the goal is mukti.
And it will be when he is reading Bhagavatam. And in his class, anyhow, a high class of Vaishnava came. And he began to recite Bhagavatam. And he began to hear. By hearing, by his mouth, or gradually he will give up all these things and he will be high class of devotee. Then what? Mad bhaktim labhate para. In the end, he will attain para bhakti, prema bhakti. How? There are examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. This one? Yes, but we are giving here evidence from Shastra. So, from Shastra we should come. Vyasa has a son named Shuk. When he took birth, from birth, was detached to world. And always he was parinishyato api nirgunne. He was very much attached to nirgun Brahma. What is nirgun Brahma? Shapeless, tasteless, without power, no quality, and he is everywhere, and I am so that Brahma. So he was so much attached to that. But what became? Oh, his father Vyasadeva was very kind. He thought, I have a son, but unluckily, unfortunately, he is Brahmavadi, Brahma Jnani. How can I help him? Second type. Not offensive. Always he was observing Brahma Jnana. Every he realizes that I am Brahmasmi. Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma, like this. But by the mercy of his father, he heard one slok. Barha Pidam Natavarabhu. And second slok, Bakin. This is slow. The very beautiful shape of Krishna, playing flute, a smiling peacock feather, or very yellow, his garments like thunderbolt, and with so many cowherd boys, within cows, lakhs and lakhs cows. And what doing? Oh, smiling and attracting all. When Sukadeva Goswami, he heard this slok, oh, what are the qualities? Then Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, told by any messenger that, oh, very qualified. What qualified? How? Even Putana took very serious poison in her. and he wanted to kill, but took a shape of mother, and for this only quality, he what did? He gave him a position of mother. So how he is merciful. And then he at once gave up all these things, bogus brahma jnana and all, and he became so high class of devotee that he has told Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Goparjau Krishnam, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purna Brahma. He saw that Krishna, Purna Brahma. Now, there is much difference between Brahma and his Param Brahma. His Brahma is now flute wala, and at that time shapeless, and he is so in good shape. Achha, Chatushan also. Do you know about Chatushan? What your question? What he is telling?
That Sayujya Mukti, it
seems that is not possible to one day. Why? Why your explanation? It seems that Sayujya Mukti is impossible to be attained. Yes, it is right. It is absurd. No Sayujya Mukti like this. But they think that I have received, like a person, like dog, when he takes so much wine, and he thinks that I am monarch sometimes, and he is not in his senses, and he falls down in a drain where so much bad things are coming, and he is, oh, I am monarch. I am Brahma. Like mad persons, no sense at all. So this person think that I am now Brahma. So like this. But in Srimad Bhagavat everywhere it has been what? Minimized. It is not good. Though you can happy, think that I am happy, but like mad persons, like internment, and also to cheat demons, demonic persons. And four kinds of mukti are somewhat better, but any bhakta does not accept this, because no service of Krishna. Then, Sanat Kumar, what is, so you can tell.
Sanat Kumar went to Vaikuntha, and there they saw Lord Narayan, and they offered their obeisances to him. At that time, they were Brahma bodies. They thought that the ultimate truth was impersonal, without any quality. However, when they smelled the
have the ability, they have mystic city perfections and transcendental knowledge, that up to the point that the Supreme Absolute Truth is impersonal, without any qualities, without any form. They were able, though, to attain
the darshan
of Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, and they offered their obeisances to him. When they touched his lotus feet and also smelt the aroma of the tulsi leaves which were resting on his feet, at that time, by his association, their hearts changed and they realized that the Supreme is the personality of Godhead. Then they also became Vaishnavas and they became qualified even to glorify Srimati Radharani.
And what I told? Jnane Prayashmut Pashtun. No. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Two kinds of Brahmavadi.
There are two kinds of Brahmavadi.
Brahma Jnani.
Brahma Jnanis. the first kind are offenders. They don't engage in any chanting or hearing about the Lord's glories. And their goal is to merge with the Supreme and become that same qualityless, odorless, formless Lord. This is an offense, just like if I appear to be glorifying you and I say, oh my dear, you are blind, dumb, lame, foolish, meaning you have no eyes, no brain, no mouth to speak. So their so-called glorification is an offense. Also, they have no interest, no belief in the personality of at all, so they don't at all chant or hear his glories. The second kind of Brahmagyani are those who have some attraction for hearing the name, about the name, form, and qualities and pastimes of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam, but they have a misunderstanding of the Bhagavatam due to lack of good association, and therefore their goal is to merge into the impersonal Brahman, thinking that that is the Supreme. So these people are fortunate because they have some touch, just like a child and a scientist are both touching fire. The scientist knows all the component qualities of the fire, and the child doesn't know anything. But by both touching, they both get burned. So by touching the holy names and qualities of the Lord, even without understanding, still it's like they're full of mustard seeds, a big clump of mustard seeds, yellow mustard seeds. But because they have some touch of the Lord's name and qualities, that's like having one little grain of gold amongst all their other grains of yellow mustard seeds. If someone tries to search out that golden nugget, little piece of grain, he wouldn't be able to find it because it looks exactly like the yellow mustard seeds. If there's some air, however, some wind, and all the mustard seeds become separated, then you can single out that piece of, that tiny piece of gold. I hope this understanding is right, that air blowing is the association of pure devotees. By hearing from him, they'll gradually understand, because the pure devotee has realization. Therefore, that realization comes through his heart. Realization means that Krishna himself, the Ladini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti, Bhakti Shakti, is dwelling in his heart. Radha and Krishna, both together, Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti, which both emanate from Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radhika, who is the source of Bhakti, is living in that devotee's heart, that pure devotee's heart. He himself, when he speaks, is not considering, first I'll say this, then I'll develop the line of thinking in that way. There's a flow, a unlimited flow, like a flow of honey, of Krishna's glories and pastimes, coming into his heart and living in his heart. And it's that Hari Katha, that Krishna Katha itself, not that he's controlling it, but he is controlled by it. And Krishna Katha himself is making that devotee speak. And when the faithful and honoring hearer hears that Hari Katha, himself cleans away all obstacles to bhakti and puts the real understanding and realization of Prema Bhakti in his heart. So because that second type of Brahma Jnani is not an offender in the sense that he just doesn't have the right understanding, in the sense that he has some attraction for the name and pastimes, when he hears it from the lips of the pure devotee, then he understands that his material conception was a misconception, and he becomes an actual Vaishnava.
Thank you. Jnane prayashubhuta parshanamantaiva jivanti sanma kharitang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanvang manovi je parashu ajit jito abhitra. Yes, sir. Meaning.
Ramananda Rai continued. Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truths, should hear from self-realized souls about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable.
What is the purpose? Any? Not in book? To have written something. What is this? Jnane prayasam. What is meaning? You don't think that I am Brahma. Try to reject Brahma Jnana in all sense. You should not try for this Brahma Jnana. Also, there is a deep meaning. And what is that? Jnane prayasam udupasya. Even you should not try to always think that Krishna is Brahma, Param Brahma. He is so Param Personality of Godhead. He has so much opulences. Not like this. Like Dasya Bhakta or Neutral, they do like this. So, he is telling, Jnane Prayasam Udupasya. Also, you should not think that my Krishna, my beloved Krishna, my son Krishna, my friend Krishna, is Supreme Personality of God. Try to forget this also. But in beginning, you must think that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. But doing so, some attachment comes and you have realized that I am eternal servant of Krishna and there is a very thick relation between Krishna and myself. Then reject this theory also, that Krishna is Supreme Person. You know, because it has been told. What? It has been told in Srimad Bhagavat so many times. Aishwarya shithile nahi mor priti. Up to Dwarka, you can see. But once Krishna was there in Dwarka, and he has anyhow defeated Shishupal, Jarasandha and all, and he has brought Rukmini. And now in Dwarka he married with Draupadi. In great opulence, Rukmini. And there he was living very happily. One day he was in the house of palace of what? Rukmini. And she with her all queens, Satyabhama and all others. Oh, all were serving Krishna. Some were fanning, some were giving chamar, some tumble, battle net, something. And they were all serving Krishna in all ways. But Krishna became some grave that day. And he told, as a lamenting words, what? Alas, I am not qualified to marry you. You are a daughter of king. Oh, so beautiful that all worlds they all demigods heaven. So you are so beautiful. And I am black. All worlds wants you to marry and anyone does not like me. Only poor Akinchan, they can like me. Otherwise not. I am not a king, but you are like a princess. The daughter of any very. You are so much qualified. You are so much quality. I am Nirgun, having no quality. So I want that at once you should select any other person qualified person, and I will take you to that person, and they will marry you, and you should be happy. Then Rukmini heard this, and at once she was trembling, and in a second fell down, and he was about to die. No breaths. Then Krishna became worried, and he took some cotton and said that, oh, very little, very slow, but he may die at once. So Krishna became worried, and he told, oh, my dear beloved Rukmini, I only joke. Joked? Joking one. Not really. You are my beloved. I cannot give up you. Only joking. You know, in Braj. So, what is the difference between Brajvasis, gopis, and these queens? This is the difference. If you are serving Rukmini Krishna, then what will be? You will have to go to Dwarka Anusar. You cannot go to Vrindavan. So, for these kinds of devotees, or it is one that they should not worship Radha, Krishna and Rukmini. That is why I know that Swamiji never installed this. He installed Radha and Krishna, Radha Govind, but out of their ignorance, they kept it, and he was very unhappy for this. Very unhappy. And he told that, I am going to India, I will never return here if you are doing so. I know. They are hiding these facts. What?
In Oregon, we had one program in high school, one of only Keshava.
In London. Swamiji had not established Londoneshwar or Parth Sarthi Krishna. Never. He knows all these things, and he has written and he has rejected all these things, idea, in his Krishna book and Chaitanya Charitamrita Desh. So ignorant person can do like this. So he is telling, Jnane Prayasamudaparsanamanta eva Jivanti Sanmukharitan Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sthitatanuvang Manobhi Prayasu Ajita Jita. Oh, you should try to follow Rupa Goswami. In his bhakti, all are cancelled. We should try to follow one-pointed Radha and Krishna. Very easily, nothing to come in all these things. My Krishna, who is he? He is beloved of Radhika. Who is he? He is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. Who is he? He is friends of Subal, Siddham, Madhubankar. Always quarreling, taking prasadam, remnants, and talking and quarreling always. That Krishna. So, Gyane Prayasam, you should. Gaur Pramanam. Always thinking Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. But yet, you can know that in Purans it has been stated that according to several yugas. Yugas means? Not only Dwapar is one, so many Dwapars. So in one of the Dwapar in past, he was for so many years Brahmagyani, and he went to, Vyasadev sent him to Janakpuri, that you should be more master of this, and you should take Brahmagyan from Janak Maharaj. And he went there. And what became? On the door he was stopped that you cannot enter. For 7 days he was there. Oh, rain, sun, light, everything, and anyone not giving anything. All ignoring him. But yet he was there. After 7 days he was taken to next there. And there are so many young ladies, very beautiful. They were playing with him and doing so many things. They wanted to attract him. For 4 days he was with them. Nothing. Like a toy. No answer.